This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the wheat markets for Monday, May 23rd. Well, last week the wheat markets were all over the place. We gapped higher on Monday and continued that run up into Tuesday, putting in new highs for this move. And then the market started to roll over and we were under pressure Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. The push up to start the week was on the announcement from India over the weekend that they were banning exports. And this comes like a day after they were talking about exporting up to 10 million tons. So the ban supposedly included sales that were already on the books. There was quite a bit of confusion about that. And then they quickly recanted some of that, saying that they were open to exporting wheat to help stabilize world supply. So it was kind of just chaos there. And it was also announced that they had sold 500,000 tons to Egypt over the weekend. So everybody's scratching their heads like, well, okay, what exactly is the story with India? Because they were becoming a major player in this whole wheat complex issue. So that surged the market higher. And then when India said, well, we'll export some wheat, that pulled the market back. And then late in the week, there was quite a bit of chatter about trying to come to some sort of agreement between Ukraine and Russia to allow exports out of both countries, in fact, to help stabilize world supplies. Well, that would require lifting sanctions on Russia, which, you know, for most of the world is just a non-starter. So that does not appear to be in the cards as we come out of the weekend. And the market is up, you know, 20, 25 cents on the night session. So there's just a huge amount of uncertainty in this market. What we are seeing is that Ukraine is getting in the field. They're about 80% plus planted of those spring crops. They've got a winter wheat crop that's going to be harvested in about a month and a half. Russia is in the field. They too are looking at winter wheat harvest coming on. And most people are looking at this Russian crop, watching it grow under very good conditions and starting to ratchet up their production estimates. Both the Russian government and Sovcom have them at 87 million tons, which would put them about 12 million tons higher than last year and 7 million tons higher than USDA's estimate. So this would be a new record high. In fact, it would pretty much blow up the old records. So the question is, if indeed that happens, what are they going to do with it? They're not going to have storage space for that. And they're going to move this onto the market any way they can figure out how to do it. So that's one thing to keep in mind. In Ukraine, we expect production will be down significantly. And even still, they've got some carryover from last year. They too are wondering about where are they going to store their grain. They've had storage facilities blown up, ports blown up. They're trying to get grain exported and they're having some success, but it's obviously not near the capacity that they had been. So, you know, they're luckily with the help of their neighboring countries, they're able to get some product moved out. But, you know, the world is definitely feeling the impact from this and it's going to continue to do that, especially with the new crop coming on. And if you can't get it exported, whether it's sanctions on Russia or just the inability to move much out of Ukraine, it's putting a huge burden on world stocks. Everybody's talking about it. The UN is sounding the alarms about this, and that's part of the reason why the market has been so strong. But I think that we're still, this is just chaos that has developed here. You know, the war is lingering on, and the longer it does, the worse this gets. So I do think that this wheat market and corn for that matter, and beans, all the grains really, are still in a long-term uptrending market. My concern is that we're into harvest here in the United States for winter wheat, and that will likely add some pressure to the market. That said, you know, the way the price action is performing here over this last week, we put in a new high. It looked like an exhaustion gap, which it appears that it would be, but the market hasn't fallen apart. We haven't seen the sellers coming in full force into this market and just beating the crap out of it. We don't see that, and it would appear to me that there's a little bit of gas left in the tank, at least in the short term. My guess is the market's going to take one more run at the high that was put in last week. The indicators got very overbought. We're back down in under that level. We don't have any divergence yet. So that would suggest to me that, you know, looking at the indicators and looking at the price action, that I think the market's going to take another shot at the high. And that's probably all you're going to get, at least for the short term. My guess is that the market will pull back into mid-June, maybe late June, but I don't know if we can extend it that far. There's plenty of moisture around the Midwest. We don't see a weather market developing, at least in the first phase of the growing season for corn and beans. Spring wheat, once they get it in, which they will eventually, it's going to be off to the races for spring wheat. There's plenty of moisture across most of the northern plains. So I see North Dakota switching more from corn to spring wheat, which is bearish spring wheat, of course, and more bullish corn. And you're probably going to see a bit of that swapping corn acres. There's a lot of incentive to keep those acres in, but it's getting pretty late, especially the further north you go. So I don't, you know, long term, so much depends on the war, because we can see a big crop coming from the Black Sea. We just don't see how it gets out of the Black Sea. And I think once the war is over, I think the bull market is over. If indeed Russia comes in with a big crop. Now, it's how we handle Russia. Putin has to be gone. And I think it's synonymous. When the war ends, I don't see Russia winning the war. And, you know, when it ends, Putin ends. It's one or the other. Whichever comes first, they're both going to happen. They're both going to end up in the same place. They're going to be gone. And then it's a matter of, what kind of government does Russia have? And do we lift the sanctions? I mean, their economy is plummeting. And so, you know, they could have an enormous amount of revenue from this big wheat crop. So I just think once Russia gets the opportunity, they're going to dump wheat on the market. So we have to be prepared for that, not to mention energy. But that's down the road. Putin has to be gone. There has to be a different government in place before those sanctions are lifted. In the meantime, we're going to try to rebuild Ukraine as quickly as we can, but at least we'll be able to move things out of the ports once that gets rebuilt. So it's time. And I think that, again, probably looking for a low into mid-June. I think we'll see our harvest lows early. I don't think it'll stretch into July. The demand is insatiable. You know, anything coming off the combines has got a home. So I think your harvest pressure will be short-lived and it will be shallow. I think we'll start this market back up into the fall, and, you know, to encourage more winter wheat plantings. And I think that that bull market probably resumes itself into the early October time window once we get some pullback here into harvest. Also, NOAA is still talking about hot and dry summer across much of the country. So, you know, that spells trouble for corn and beans potentially. But again, we could use some hot and dry weather right in front of us. I think that kind of forecast would be bearish, at least initially. So there's just a long way to go before we get these crops in the bin, even for wheat. But I think the bull market is still intact. I just think the market is due for a pullback into the harvest low or harvest seasonal window for wheat. But short term, over this next week, probably or two, I think the market does have a very good chance of coming back up and retesting the highs from last week. So there's a lot going on, up, down, back up into the fall. But take advantage of the sharp moves up. Take advantage of those runs to get some sales on the books, because I think probably this fall will be the end of the bull run. You're going to see big plantings for the southern hemisphere. So far, we don't see any weather problems developing. That crop will hit the world pipeline in October, November, December, and then we start into the next cycle. So it's hard to say. I can't imagine the war lasting a lot longer, Putin looks like he's on the ropes, physically and emotionally. So it's hard to say again, but a lot of chaos there. And I think that underpins the market, even with the big crop coming on from Russia, until that political and war situation is resolved. I don't see that wheat being able to press the world market. But once that door is open for Russian exports, I think we're done. Especially if they get the crop that appears to be on the way. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.